In December 2012, the Daily Telegraph published an article by columnist Cara Gamble in which she sought to debunk several myths regarding customer rights. Here is an abridged version of the piece. Myth 1. If I change my mind about a purchase, I am entitled to a refund. Reality. You have no right to a refund on anything you have already bought unless it does not match the Sales of Goods Act regarding the description, quality, or purpose of the product. In such cases, you may reject the product and get your money returned. However, many shops do have their own refund policies and rules. Myth 2. Shopping online gives me fewer rights. Reality. Online purchases in the UK have a 7-day cooling-off period from the day the product arrives, because this is the first time the customer has seen the actual physical object. Exceptions to this are perishable items, products made to the customer's desired specifications, products that have had all their packaging removed or been tampered with, or financial services. The last of these actually has a 14-day period for refunds. Myth 3. EU law means products I buy have a 2-year warranty. Yes and no. UK law's Sales of Goods Act trumps EU law because it actually meets or exceeds the majority of the directives. This means customers have even better protection. In England and Wales, products can be covered for up to 6 years if they can be expected to last for that time without breaking. And it is the retailer, not manufacturer, that is responsible. However, after a product is 6 months old, the customer must show that any failing is a manufacturing fault, not poor through inappropriate use. Myth 4. Paying by credit card gives me more rights. Reality. Yes, but only if the purchase is over £100 and less than £30,000. The Consumer Credit Act means that credit card companies and retailers are jointly liable on purchases. And if a retailer goes bust before the product arrives, customers can claim against the credit card company completely. It is also possible to only pay for part of an item by card, but still get protection. Myth 5. The price tag was wrong, but the retailer must honour it. Reality? No. Retailers are within their rights to refuse a sale, and so if they notice a mispricing, can simply decline the sale. However, if the sale has been accepted, then things become more complicated. If the price was so low as to be clearly not genuine, a retailer can attempt to void the sale. On the other hand, a customer can buy the product elsewhere and then try to go through the small claims court for the original retailer to pay the difference. Myth 6. Consumer rights do not apply to second-hand or sale items. Reality. Unless the retailer has described any faults before the purchase, then consumer rights still apply. However, if buying from a private seller, somebody who does not make a living by selling products, then the only rights are that the product matches the description. Myth 7. I can get my money back if my products do not arrive on time. Reality. This is only true if the retailer has promised products to arrive before a particular time. In this case, late arrival counts as breach of contract. One cannot assume that it takes under a week for a product to be shipped and then claim for money back if it doesn't arrive within 2 weeks, and therefore is late for Christmas.